Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Sometimes our thoughts about what's going on are actually more stressful than what's going on. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, mini episodes that air between our regular full-length episodes on Mondays and Saturdays that are meant to help you take a few minutes out of your day to reconnect to what you're doing and why, so you don't continue on autopilot, showing up day after day, executing the same patterns of behavior that you really want to change. So much of what we do flows from how we think. And we can feel limited in our capacity to make great decisions when we're stressed. But the truth about stress is that often our thoughts about what's going on add to the challenge and maybe even are more difficult than the situation itself. And I think that this isn't true some of the time. I think this is true a lot of the time. The other night, our kids ate early. They were having leftovers, and my husband and I were going to order food out from a restaurant. And he was getting irritated that the places he wanted to order from, I didn't want to order from. And I said to him, you know, choosing a place where we order dinner from, even if we don't agree on the first 5, 10, even 20 places, it doesn't have to be a stressor. There's nothing inherently stressful about not knowing what restaurant to order your Saturday night meal from, but his thoughts about that situation were more stressful than the situation itself. And you might think, oh, that's silly, getting irritated over something like that, but we all get irritated over silly things. I think about moments when my kids are acting up. Maybe they're all fussing, they all want mom at the same time in three different ways. My thoughts about the situation are often more difficult than the situation itself. And even if they're not more difficult than the situation itself, they make the situation worse. So if I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, this is crazy. How many hours until bedtime? They're driving me bonkers. Like, everybody be quiet. At a minimum, I've made the fussing worse because of my thoughts about it. Bring that awareness into your day today. Notice when your thoughts about a situation are either worse than the situation itself or are making the situation worse. I'll see you tomorrow.